Don't be commissioner this and commissioner that. Just because I'm in first in both of the leagues. Excuse me. All three. My bad.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, 7-10. This game was not fun to watch.
Russell Wilson sideline throw, and the catch is made. It's Metcalf. Lock down the sideline. He's got his man. That's complete inside the 15-yard line. Jerry Jeudy. Pass is picked off at the 30. It's the third Buffalo takeaway today. Wide open is DJ Chark. Incredible. Lunges to the end zone.
Keeps the legs churning. And he lost the ball. Ravens have it. Sideline, Chuck Clark.
Welcome to the Ultimate Football Talk Show, right here on GoMileHigh.com. You are now listening to C-Rod, Roddy, and Squirrel. This is Inside the Huddle.
And welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. This is Inside the Huddle on Go Mile High. As always, the boys are with me. Roddy, Carlos, I'm your host, Squirrel. How are you guys doing today?
Awesome, man. Up. Thursday Night Football.
Yes, sir. We're going to get to that here
say
in that just
again.
A
say
few.
Say that again. Say exactly how you said it.
Thursday Night Football.
No, it's okay because I can grab that sound. We're going to have that all the time.
Thursday Night Football.
How's everybody doing today?
You sound like you laugh long. You know, it's like, ha, ha, ha.
Already
laugh.
Roasting you, man.
I know.
He's
I
already
it.
Killing you.
Yeah.
Great.
How are you guys doing today?
I kicked the ball.
What do you guys say we get in to some headlines today?
Cool.
Let's get in some headlines.
There were some things going on in sports today that will make your brain fall out of your skull. Because I've got nothing here. You're giving me baseball and hockey, and I got my keister blowing in the wind.
It's sports.
All around the clock. Sports all the time.
That's the concept of the news.
Oh, that's never going to work. That's ridiculous.
And thank you, Mr. Ron Burgundy, as always, for that. Guys, got a few things to jump into. DeAndre Swift, or not DeAndre. Noah.
Let's say it. Spit it out. The
name. Spit it.
Jeez.
Spit.
Swift from Swift. Detroit. DeAndre this guy's going to say Swift from Detroit. We'll
yeah,
get the
DeAndre
first name.
Swift has a concussion. Came out this morning, I noticed. That leaves Kieron Johnson sitting in the backfield again. Now, remember, year two ago, he was a man in Detroit.
Really? Like, yeah.
He was a great
really?
Start. He's a great starting
for
running
like
back.
For like four.
Really?
What for like 4 or 5 weeks,
yeah,
that was it.
Yeah, dude. Great, great, great starting running back for Detroit. But DeAndre Swift has a concussion, which will rule him out this weekend. It says his status is doubtful. So
it's concussion protocol. He's not going
to
play.
To me, that is not playing.
He's not going
to
play.
Talking about another protocol list and COVID, Las Vegas has added 7 people to the COVID list.
This season is not going to finish. I'm serious.
Just
I mean,
not going to finish.
I mean, I think it's like it's happening in college too. I think, what was it? Maryland and was it Wisconsin that canceled their game as well? Just straight canceled it.
A bunch of them.
And like, why? I mean, why even continue the season? I mean, how are you going to put 4 teams in the playoffs like with one team winning 4 games? You know, it's just not going to happen. So I don't think the season's going to finish. I think we just need to, or, you know, we just figure out a way. I mean, it's no way to put a bubble around the NFL season. So it's just, the season's looking doubtful. That's what I'm getting into.
Oh, yeah. And the Eagles, they just placed 5 players on the COVID list.
Yeah, that was the next team I was going to get to. That's,
oh.
You know, more, no, it's fine. It's.
I mean, I thought it would be
just
Copa Center.
Yeah, just more and more teams, it seems like, are just adding players and players. I mean, as Roddy says, I mean, Carlos, do you think the season will finish? Or do you think we have, what, week 18, week 19?
Are they going to cut it short? Either they're going to cut it short, which I believe that's going to happen, or?
I think they will postpone it for 2 or 3 weeks.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Around beginning of December.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I really don't think that's going to happen.
I already predicted the Super Bowl would be March 7th.
I get that, but so, I don't think that's going to happen because it's just too much. I mean, cases are going up all over the United States from East Coast to West Coast. I don't think there's going to be no more fans in the stands, no matter where you go. Depending on where you go, I don't think there's going to be no more fans in the stands. There's at some point you're going to have to call some type of safety protocol and say, okay, time out. We're not going to finish the season. Wherever your record is right now, we're going to cut it short. If you're in the playoffs, you're in the playoffs. You're not. Sorry, this is 2020. It's a canceled year, so don't. Well, you have asterisks on your Super Bowl winning.
We all said that this year is an asterisk. So, but Philadelphia, they retracted. No more fans.
Yep.
See?
Denver won't be having fans here soon.
Yeah.
No. Bruce Arians.
Except for only place that's going to have fans is Florida.
That's right, man.
That's the only place.
I know. That last Bucks game, man, it looked like it was almost sold out.
Exactly. That's the only place he's going to have fans.
Tom Brady. Of course it's
sold out. Because it's
Florida. Yeah, but I'm saying about how many people they let him in.
Yeah, I think it was over 10,000 that people that were there.
That's how Tom Brady messed around and catch COVID.
Talking about the Bucks, Mr. Bruce Arians has come out saying AB is a model citizen since joining the Bucks. Quoted. These are in quotes. A model citizen. as he busted a camera apart as he walked onto the field. Yeah. Model citizen.
Stop smoking the weed.
Jeez. Like, wow.
Jeffrey Epstein was a model babysitter.
Wow.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and say that.
Jeez. Did you go there?
I went there.
Jesus.
Roddy.
FCC Roddy. Roderick.
I'm just saying he was a model. Prove me wrong.
The Seahawks.
Timeout.
What was wrong? What did I say wrong?
Nothing.
What did I say wrong?
The Seahawks, Chris Carson's likely out tonight. Probably not playing. So looks like Russell Wilson's gonna be running the football again.
Yep.
and speaking of Seattle, they're renaming the stadium.
Who cares?
What did we renamed it to?
It's going to Lumen Field.
What was it before?
CenturyLink.
CenturyLink Field. Yeah. Now it's Lumen Field. You know what Lumen is.
I co-sign on that.
You gonna co-sign on
that? I'm a co-signer. I don't want to lose any sponsorship, but I'm gonna co-sign on that.
So Lumen is part of CenturyLink, no? I think.
Is it?
Is it?
I'll look into it.
I don't know. I mean, thinking of the formerly known Pepsi Center is now what?
Ball Arena. Dude, like, you know they're going to be playing that song. What? Hey, Ball Arena. Like, that's got to be going down all the time, dude.
Ball Arena.
Come on.
I was thinking about Ballerina.
You know what I'm saying? They're going to flip that around. That's got to be a big
We talked
sound.
About it. We're going to call it the sack.
I love these ball sponsors. That's going to sponsor in our show. Jeez. So
we will not be Carlos. Working for 92 altitude anytime
I
soon.
I swear. No.
So Lumen Field. Actually, Lumen is CenturyLink.
CenturyLink.
It's the same
that's
company.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You guys have any other headlines? The Colts linebacker Darius Leonard says he's motivated by Rodgers' sleight of hand.
What?
Yeah, I know. I know. It's. Yeah. I'm not sure what that really means.
I don't know what it means.
Oh,
either.
Here's one for you, Squirrel. Bridgewater is not going to play this week.
Well, I think we knew that Tuesday, right?
He said unlikely to start. Like, definitely.
Okay. Oh, so he's definitely out.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that changes a little bit.
Yeah.
That game. Stafford playing. Matt Stafford playing.
Oh yeah, he's playing.
Changes,
unless he got COVID
changes a little
or,
bit for that game.
Or injuries.
Well, he had a thumb issue, didn't he?
Yeah, he has a thumb issue.
So. Yeah, it was.
Sucking his thumb to him.
Yeah, it was bruised.
Bruised.
he had a bruised thumb.
Oh. Dalton, Cowboys.
Andy Dalton. Will he be starting this week? I don't believe so.
He made a comment. Said COVID hit him hard after the concussion.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, COVID hit him hard after the concussion.
What hit him harder?
No, it's just he thought it was COVID.
I don't know. It's like, man.
That's the whole part of the concussion. You don't know what's going on.
Woo. Then you say, yeah, you got COVID. You got hit with COVID in the middle of the game.
Yeah, they had to. COVID hit you right there. As soon as that guy hit you.
What was that? That was COVID.
Did you guys hear about DeAndre Hopkins and Bobby Wagner have become their own agents today? Did you guys hear anything about that?
Hey, the money stays in the house. Hey.
Right. Right. You know what I'm saying? Instead
15%
of giving
percent
stays in. Yeah, having to give that big percentage to your agent for him going to do a little bit of work for you to go get a contract.
Who was this again?
DeAndre Hopkins and Bobby Wagner. They were talking about it before the game tonight.
No, that's a good.
You know what? It's not like it's an unwritten rule to have a separate agent, right? It's just like swinging at a 3-0 pitch and getting a grand slam. So, but, you know what? Why not be your own agent?
See, I don't.
Shout out to Tatis.
I don't like that though. I think you're gonna need an agent to negotiate because, I mean, they might throw some money at you, and you got to read that fine print. That's that agent job, and you got to read that fine print. If you sit up there and say, "Hey, we're gonna make you the highest paid receiver of all time," if you sign this contract, you'd be like, "Okay, yeah, let me get it." Oh, but you didn't read the fine print. We need 30 touchdowns from you this year. You know, from what you got to score, you know. So I think that's where the agents got
to be. So it's almost like being a head coach and a GM at the same time.
Yeah, you got to. I think you got
to. Too much to worry about.
You got
to
have it. It's too much, way too much to worry about.
Ezekiel Elliott was talking about it's been rough for him on this little dip of production that he's had. Dip of production. Son, you ain't had no production. Ain't no dip. It's gone.
Nah, I think, again.
I can't be happier.
I love the Dallas haters we have here in Denver.
I think it's a protest for, you know, getting Dak, make sure Dak gets paid. I've said that a long time. I don't think he's because Dak waited for him to get paid so he can go ahead and take a back seat. So, you know, I accept the lowest grade contract. I'm going to play on this rookie year contracts a little bit more so you can get paid, Zeke. Now it's time for Zeke to return the favor.
Definitely. Yeah, and you know what? I cannot believe he has only 572 yards.
Oh, I can believe that. I'm surprised. I'm surprised that he has that.
I know, but it's just amazing. I love it, but it's amazing.
I'm actually surprised that he has
before
that.
Before we get out of here, this segment real quick, guys, I want to bring this to your attention. This is a little fruit for thought going into next.
Fruit for thought.
Yeah. It's food for thought.
Whatever it is.
I'm going to eat some strawberries and think about
it. Daniel Jones, think about this through the break. Will Daniel Jones be impacted? How will Daniel Jones be impacted by the Giants' O-line coach being fired? Guys, we're going to take a quick break.
Really?
And we will be right back.
You want me to think about that
with
for a break?
Thursday Night Football coming up on Inside the Huddle, guys. This is on GoMileHigh.com, part of the Beyond Air Network.
Colorado Media School, hands-on learning in one of the most exciting career fields out there. Internship opportunities are limitless. We have 3 on-campus radio stations, 2 TV stations, and you'll have the opportunity to participate in projects like doing play-by-play live from a sporting event or the 48-hour film project. We have after-graduation career placement assistance and financial aid for those who qualify. Check us out online at coloradomediaschool.com, on Facebook and Instagram, and CO Media School on Twitter and Snapchat. You can also call 303-937-7070.
This is Ducello at 30. Zach Ducello.
I would say there's 2 answers because there's the Elway draft and there's going to be the way that I would draft it, which I'm going to go with that. You're going to have to get the offensive line beefed up so you can get Drew Locke. And if you think about it, our offensive line is pretty horrendous. There's Reisner.
Matthew Sturts. Half the fan base wanted Troy Tulowitzki to get traded, and the other half of the fan base doesn't know anything about baseball, so they were like, no, we want Troy.
Follow them on Twitter at WelcomeRug and at OrangeMamba22 to check out the latest podcast.
Hey, man. What's wrong?
I'm feeling lost.
Lost?
Yeah. I feel like my choices in life aren't getting me anywhere, and I feel like I don't have a voice.
Well, did you know that the Colorado Media School is the perfect way for you to get that outlet?
Really?
Yeah, because at the Colorado Media School, you can have a voice. Enrollment starts today, so find your voice at beonair.com. It's changed my life. Let it change yours.
What does it take to be on air? It's not just the personality, though it does help. It takes drive, creativity, passion, and the willingness to develop yourself and truly find what makes you special. At Go Mile High, students are given this chance to become something great. You never know. Someone you're hearing right now could be the next big thing, and you could be the first to know how it all started. So keep listening, because you never know what's next on GoMileHigh.com.
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, you know? From getting all this great experience working in college radio, it makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. This is Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com, segment two. Guys, we're getting to it. Thursday night football. But before we get to that, before we went to break, I had a little tease for you guys, and I want to get you guys' opinions on this. I asked you, will and how will Daniel Jones' career be impacted by the Giants' offensive line coach being fired?
Career? No, I think it'd be okay. But
well, okay. Right, not his career. This game, this season.
This
whole season, because he's got a new guy to even learn things from, talk to. This guy might not even want to do the same kind of O-line things. You know what I'm saying? So what? Hmm. How does this impact Daniel Jones? Going into this week.
No. I'm thinking. So I don't think it's going to impact him all that much because he can run.
He can run in a straight line. Let's clarify that right now. He can run in a straight line.
22 mile an hour.
Yeah, he can run 22 mile an hour straight line, straight ahead. You tell him to cut or do anything else, he's falling flat on his face, as you can see. Let's clear that up right now. So he can run real fast in a straight line, but anything else, he can't run that fast. I mean, like, you got to tell him to cut or something like that. Nah, it's not going to happen. He's not going to make those little darting cuts like stuff like that. But I don't think. It's going to change much. I think the Giants are exactly where they're going to be. They're going to be fighting for a playoff spot. And the only way you can fight for the playoff spot is to win a division. And they're a half a game behind?
Yeah.
To get the division or a game and a half behind. And, I mean, they only have 3 wins.
Right.
And they're a game and a half behind. So that's – I don't think it changed much. I think the Giants might – They are my – oh, no. I said my team is going to be Washington to come out the NFC lease. But still, I think that Shay's done for the Giants.
Carlos doesn't like that at all, especially being a member of the NFC East.
Least. Telling you, the Eagles – no. The Eagles have a tough – their remaining games are tough for them. So,
exactly. So.
But even if it was all – I predicted they will still win because they have a tie. But – So the Giants are playing the Bengals this week.
Yeah.
And by the way, tickets are only $32. And
so you can watch it online or something? What?
I don't know.
Well, those are some good thoughts, guys, on that. We're actually going to get straight up to it, to Thursday Night Football. I appreciate the little heads up on the Daniel Jones stuff, guys. If you got him on your fantasy team, good luck this week. Might not have the greatest week in his history. All right, get to it. Thursday Night Football, guys. Seattle versus Arizona. Arizona is at home. Seattle is at home. Excuse me. The spread is.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Why are we saying up there home or away? It doesn't matter. Matter no more. That's not the COVID.
The only reason Seattle is at -3 is because they're home.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Spreads -3 Seattle.
No 12th man.
The money line.
There's no 12th man. There's no 12th man.
There won't be any more at Lumen Field.
No 12th man.
The money lines at minus 11. Money lines at minus 155 for Seattle, plus 135 for Arizona. Over and under is at 57. Guys, let us talk about this. You guys agree with the spread? You guys like it? What do you guys think?
It's minus 3-1 because they are technically quote unquote at home.
Is that too high though?
It's a straight up 0-0.
I was about to say, is that too high?
Yeah.
This is average. I mean, I put games like this to like the baseball spreads. Mm-hmm. They only give baseball plus 1.5 because they're home. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Unless you're the Dodgers.
The reason why I say zero is that Chris Carson is out.
Okay.
They don't have a true running back.
Right.
And like you said, Russell Wilson is going to be running.
Yeah, he's going to be doing everything.
So the last time they played, only 2 or 3 weeks ago? 3 weeks ago?
Yep.
Russell Wilson threw for 3 interceptions in that game. 3 or 4?
Yeah, I mean.
No, it was hot.
He's starting to throw a lot more.
He had 2 last week.
Very, very concerning.
No touchdowns, but 2 last week.
Yeah.
So everyone's relying on his arm now.
I'm pretty sure Pete Carroll has, devoured the last time they played against the Cardinals, and they don't want to repeat of that at all. So Pete Carroll is an awesome coach.
It's one of the best games of the year.
One of the best games of the year. I think it's going to be another better game.
Oh yeah, This is probably going to be the best
Thursday night game of the season. So
but I'm talking about the last game they had. They went into overtime, and that was a good game. So
Kyler Murray. Let's face it. He's on a little, hot roll at the moment. Throwing his Hail Marys,
Baby Yoda.
Winning. Yeah,
Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda.
Let me pose this question: does the winner of this game win the division?
Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's a good question. Yes.
If Arizona beats Seattle, they'll have the double over them.
Yep.
And the Rams have just beat Seattle as well. Was it the no?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Seattle's going down.
But say, does
they're
it
not going
start,
down?
No. Think about
I'm
it.
I'm talking about in the standings.
Starting 6-0 in the last few weeks that have happened, Seattle's looking like they're about to be third in the division.
Mm-hmm.
Like that is that not a quick turnaround? Real quick.
Yes, but it's just a bad streak. A lot of people are really trying to, weigh like.
So you think tonight's gonna be a blowout?
No.
Well, how did the heck you get that?
No,
from
I'm saying
I just said?
Hot streak. You said hot streak.
I said it's a bad streak for the Seattle. It's just
okay.
I don't think it's gonna happen where I think everybody's getting down on Seattle because they had a couple of bad games. People are figuring them out. And they see the little glitches with DK Metcalf. Tyler Lockett's hurt today. You got no running back. We can throw up the scores on the defense. The defense got a lot of holes in them. So they're just doing their due diligence. Now, I think Pete Carroll has done everything as possibly can to, minimize, the defense, and figure out the running back situation and figure out the vulnerabilities of Arizona. Right.
But statistically, Seattle's in third place in the NFC West.
Yeah, so they're already third. Going into this game, if they lose this, I think I don't think they can win this division.
No.
I mean, unless, good Lord,
I won't
LA and Arizona just start losing games left and right, and then Seattle goes on to there's 6-7 games left, and they win them all? I mean, that's about where I'm at with their – But I think the winner of this game will be the winner of the division.
I think so.
At the end of the season.
I agree with that.
I mean, there's
because
nothing wrong with
that. I'm looking at the Rams' schedule. I mean, they're playing the Buccaneers this week, but then they play the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
But they go to Arizona. But after that, Patriots, Jets, then the Seahawks, and then the Cardinals again.
Well, Seattle's still 4-0 at home. Since we want to bring up the home field advantage, they are 4-0 at home.
America's got it at 59.7% to 39.9% for Seattle. If we look at compare some stats real quick, guys, I want you to tell me. You guys aren't looking at any of the stats, right?
No.
Okay, fair enough.
No, we never look at
212 for 311. 2,375, 7 TDs, and 8 picks. Is that Russell or Kyler?
That's Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda. So he's got less in pretty much every category other than interceptions.
But he's running the ball in, too.
Right.
So
he's also, what, he's got five or six rushing touchdowns?
Yeah, he had two last game. So.
He's in the top five in rushing touchdowns.
I believe he's like the only quarterback with, I think, 500. No, I think a little bit more than
500 yards, which
yards.
Is crazy that Lamar's over there.
Right.
You know. All right, Kenyon Drake's got 135 carries, 612 yards, and four TDs. Russell is the leading rusher for Seattle with 45 carries, 325 yards, and one touchdown.
Well,
it's because the running game has been demolished. So
yeah, you guys can imagine who the leading receivers are. Mr. D-Hop, 67 catches, 861 yards, four touchdowns.
And Donkey Kong Metcalf.
Yes, sir. Mr. DK Big Man.
Donkey Kong.
Only 45 catches, but he's got 816 yards and eight touchdowns.
Donkey Kong.
Touchdown machine.
Touchdown machine.
So Russell
Wilson has 10 interceptions, and he's tied with two other quarterbacks. And Carson Wentz has the most. 12. Kirk Cousins has 11.
Good Lord.
And Drew Lock has 10. So Russell Wilson and Drew Lock are comparison. Like,
off of one stat.
I'm just talking about interceptions. I'm just talking about interceptions. Right. It just struck me funny.
All right. Let's
interceptions.
Let me ask you guys
playoffs.
This. Let me ask you guys this before we get our picks for the game. Mm-hmm. Who passes for more yards?
Russ. He has no choice.
Roger? Or Rodriguez?
Roger?
How about Hawk?
Where in the hell did that come from?
I don't know.
No, I'm sticking with
Baby Yoda?
Baby Yoda.
Kyler Murray, you got Russell?
I got Russell.
Who has more rushing yards out of the two quarterbacks?
Who has more rushing
yards? Russell.
No, Baby Yoda.
Wow, you guys are flip-flopped. Good, and I like it.
Rushing yards out of the two quarterbacks? Yeah, Baby Yoda.
Yeah. Top receiver for the game. For the game.
Ooh. Kirk.
I'm going to go the opposite side and say Lockett, only because he's on my fantasy team.
So no D-Hop or DK Metcalf.
I think they're going to cover both of them like white.
There's no D-Hop.
White on red.
I'm kidding.
All right. Well, let's walk right in.
They're going to double team D-Hop. They're going
to take away DK.
So Kirk in Arizona, he's going to get the most.
All right. Yeah. So let's go through our picks real quick before we get out of here, guys. Who wants to go first? It's out there.
Oh, okay. Let's go for the game tonight?
No, the game next week. Yes, the game tonight, Roddy.
Yeah, be Pacific. I mean.
All right. What do you got?
I got, I'm going to say Seattle wins it on nail biter, say 30-28.
Hmm.
That's not a hot take. I'm just guessing.
So that's 1 point over the over.
Yeah. No. That's 1 point under the over.
57.
Oh, the over. Yeah.
58.
50. Yeah. No. Where are you looking?
30-28. 58.
I'm saying the over. Where are you looking for the over?
The over under is 57.
57.
If it's 56 on ESPN, 57.5 on FanDuel, and 57 on DraftKings.
Okay. It's still over.
So, what I'm saying.
Still over all that.
So you got 30-28, Carlos?
Baby Yoda does it.
32-27.
What you got?
Taking the over.
Yeah, I'm definitely taking the over. And
yeah, we got it.
Arizona.
35-33. Yeah. Arizona?
No, 35-32 with the field goal.
Oh, well, yeah, didn't that? Because field goal doesn't.
35-32 with the field goal, Arizona.
Okay.
Kyler Murray takes it home. And, dude, I like him. Yeah. I like him, dude. 32-37 for C-Rod, 30-28 for Roddy, and I have 35.
But I got Seattle.
32, yeah. Roddy's got Seattle. Me and Carlos have Arizona. We will see on Tuesday, guys, who's right there next up. Weekend preview. Got some games to talk about. This is Inside the Huddle on Go Mile High.
Colorado Media School, hands-on learning in one of the most exciting career fields out there. Internship opportunities are limitless. We have 3 on-campus radio stations, 2 TV stations, and you'll have the opportunity to participate in projects like doing play-by-play live from the sporting event or the 48-hour film project. We have after-graduation career placement assistance and financial aid for those who qualify. Check us out online at coloradomediaschool.com, on Facebook and Instagram, and CO Media School on Twitter and Snapchat. You can also call 303-937-7070.
This is Ducello Asserts. Zach Ducello.
I would say there's 2 answers because there's the Elway draft and there's going to be the way that I would draft it, which I'm going to go with that. You're going to have to get the offensive line beefed up so you can get Drew Lock. You need to think about it. Our offensive line is pretty horrendous. There's Reisner.
Matthew Sturts. Half the fan base wanted Troy Tulowitzki to get traded, and the other half of the fan base doesn't know anything about baseball, so they were like, no, we want Troy.
Follow them on Twitter at WelcomeRug and at OrangeMamba22 to check out the latest podcast.
Hey, man. What's wrong?
I'm feeling lost.
Lost?
Yeah. I feel like my choices in life aren't getting me anywhere, and I feel like I don't have a voice.
Well, did you know that the Colorado Media School is the perfect way for you to get that outlet?
Really?
Yeah, because at the Colorado Media School, you can have a voice. Enrollment starts today, so find your voice at beonair.com.
It's changed my life. Let it change yours.
What does it take to be on air? It's not just the personality, though it does help. It takes drive, creativity, passion, and the willingness to develop yourself and truly find what makes you special. At Go Mile High, students are given this chance to become something great. You never know. Someone you're hearing right now could be the next big thing, and you could be the first to know how it all started. So keep listening, because you never know what's next on GoMileHigh.com.
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, you know? From getting all this great experience working in college radio, it makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. This is Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com, a part of the Beyond Air Network. And we have weekend preview coming up right now, guys. Carlos is out there. Roddy is writing on the board. He's got our scores down. Thank you. I need my paper. So first few games that we're going to go through today. I'm not going to go through them all because they don't all mean that much. So first one on the ballot. We're going to go Pittsburgh, Jacksonville. Biggest trap.
Yeah, I may have to go there now.
Oh, that's the biggest trap game of the season, dude.
What trap is that?
9-0, 1-8. That's trap all day, and you know it.
So you're going to take the
you
going
to take spread?
That bet?
What's the spread?
Let's look at some spread. I don't care what the spread is.
Whoa, really?
Come on. Are you really going to pick Jacksonville over Pittsburgh? Even if the spread is ridiculous.
10.5.
10.5?
Even if the score.
10.5.
Jesus. 10.5. Okay, so I am going to take, you know, probably not. No, they just beat Cincinnati 37-10. So 20? No. I'm definitely taking Pittsburgh. What's the over and under?
Oh my.
47. Lord.
Carlos, we're gonna keep on going.
47.
40. It's, well, it's 46 and a half. Yeah,
but it's 47.
Okay, so.
Oh God.
Are we taking a timeout or something?
What's oh God. Let's go ahead and say that. Oh God, I'm taking a Pittsburgh Steelers.
Listen, guys, my mother is watching. Please.
What did we say?
Love you.
What do you say about? I think we didn't say nothing bad about your mama.
Okay. That'd be the last thing you did. Your
mama. Well, she wears combat boots.
She does, bro. Watch out. I'm not gonna take the. I'm not gonna take the over. On that, I don't think Pittsburgh will blow them up to pieces, but I just I don't think Jacksonville will put up enough points to hit the over.
Nah,
37 to like 6.
I think Mike Tomlin got the kill switch on.
No, I think even 38-6 still won't even hit the over. 38-6 still won't hit the over.
Dude, you just got high, didn't you?
38-6 won't hit the over. You know what I'm saying? So it's
stop.
It's crazy.
Smoking the weed.
I don't know who you're talking to.
So,
jeez.
We're in Colorado. We can.
I know you're in Colorado. We live here. We legally
legal
can live here.
Let's go to the next game.
Now, if you
go
a little far with it,
let's go to the next game. We already know.
Next game on my ballot: Tennessee, Baltimore. If Jackson loses this, guys, come on. I think. Look,
you bench him.
No. You know what's your bench?
I'm about to say if Jackson loses this, but I'm like, okay,
a franchise quarterback. He can't bench. Who are you gonna bench him for?
Well, what are you making a big deal out of?
What, Ben DiNucci? Who's he coming to Baltimore?
No.
What do you guys think here? Spreads -5.5, over and under is 49.5. Silence. I love it.
No. I think Tennessee is gonna win this one. I think.
Yeah, I think it too.
I mean,
so Jackson loses three straight now.
Yeah,
it's a dire game.
It's
for the Titans.
For both teams. It's a must win for both teams at this point. I don't say a must win, but it's a right to ship for both teams to go on further. So, I think Tennessee has a better chance of righting the ship quicker than Baltimore will.
Derrick Henry will get at least $125.
That's going on the board.
That's my take.
That's it going on the board. That's going. I don't think he's
going
to get $125.
What's going on the board?
He said Derrick Henry is going to get $125.
Derrick Henry rushes for $125 on
$125.
Baltimore's defense?
That's 125 yards, not a yard.
I know.
Okay.
He's due. I mean,
he's due. Trust me.
I'm taking the over if he's running for 1 yard. I'm taking the over.
So, but yeah, I think.
125.
Yes.
That's a hard one. I mean, that would put him over 1,000 for the
year.
Okay,
Roddy, you want push-ups on it. You over here talking?
I told him, I said he doesn't get that. He's on my fantasy team.
I'm going to bring it up. Would you take the over or the
under?
For how many push-ups, Carlos, since you're putting it on?
20.
20 push-ups. You're going to take the over and under?
I'm taking the under.
You're taking the under. So he hits 124 yards. That's what you got, or less.
Right. 24 or less, yes. He's gonna do some damage.
That's on the board. We're putting it on the board.
That's
a push-up board right there, baby.
Yeah, put it on.
Okay, next game on the slate, I think.
I must be high. No.
Well, I mean, it's a contact high at least. Okay, jeez. So the next one on the ballot, Kansas City, Las Vegas, big implications here, guys. If Las Vegas pulls this out, do they have the advantage?
We already have a bet on this. Don't think I forgot.
Listen, if Las Vegas pulls this out, do they have the advantage in the AFC?
No, they don't have the AFC. They don't have the advantage, but they just
why would they not have the advantage?
Yeah, they would have
at two wins against Kansas City. If the division numbers are the same, you get the go-ahead now.
I get that, but they're not going to take it over.
The bye week that Kansas City's had,
mm-hmm.
I think Patty Mahomes and the boys are ready.
They're ready.
Well, yeah, they're ticked off because what the Raiders did to them.
Double loop around the stadium.
Yeah, when they brought up the chariots or whatever.
Listen, I'd be parading too if I beat Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl champs. You know what I'm saying? I'd be parading around too. What'd you lose, Roddy? Your pen?
No, we're good.
Okay.
He's high too.
I guess.
Jeez, that's what happens. Anything else on this game other than Patrick Mahomes? I think Patrick Mahomes is going to pull this out. And I think the score.
You reneging on your bet?
Whoa, no.
You said Vegas yesterday.
I'll stay there then.
Yeah, I'm about to say you're a nigga.
I'll stay there. I totally forgot about that. Did I put it up there?
No, you didn't put it up there, but it was a bet yesterday.
It's got to be on there so I don't forget. Okay, so.
So why is Kansas City favored by 8? That's why I don't get it.
What?
I mean, because they're Kansas City.
Yeah, dude, what?
They're Kansas City.
But they already. I think it's too high for the Raiders.
They're coming off the bye week, bro. You got to remember
coming
that.
Off the bye week.
They get 4 points on top of whatever it was.
Yeah.
it probably was 4, and they come off the bye week.
I'll
giving
give you
them
a hot
more.
Take. I think this is going to be a blowout, Kansas City way.
And a blowout meaning by what?
Over 14 points.
Is that a blowout? 14 points? I'd say 20 points is a blowout.
14. Dude behind you is, what's your name, bro?
Yeah, 40 points. 14 is a blowout.
14 points is a blowout?
14. It's 21 up. You got to cut off the game and Madden.
Let him on.
21 zip. You got to cut off the game and Madden. So.
Unless you get a last second touchdown, you're up by 14 the whole game. You blew him out.
Yeah, you blew him out. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Good job, dude.
Good job. Okay. That's my hot take.
I'm sorry.
They get him at least 14.
What's his name? So we give him a shout out.
14 point blowout.
What's your name?
Chad.
Oh, it's like Karen.
Karen's, but Chad.
It's like Karen, but it's okay.
Oh, what a shout out, guys. I appreciate it. We'll never have anybody else on the show.
So, Chad, you got to listen to my podcast.
Yeah. Appreciate it, Chad. Yeah, okay, so 14 points a blowout to
14
Chad.
14 points is a blowout.
Okay, so Kansas City wins by 14 at least?
At least over 14.
Yeah. Best show ever.
Carlos, are you gonna take some push-ups on that? I'm gonna make that a hot take.
Yeah.
All right, cool. It's on the board.
All right, so you did a 20.
So 14, so 13 and a half. I just want to make sure. So
yeah.
So if they win by 14
more.
It counts. If they win by 14.
14, yeah, win by 14, it counts.
Okay.
So how many? 20 more push-ups?
Yeah.
20 more push-ups. KC wins. That's my hot take.
And then, yeah, okay. All right, so those are on the board. All right, guys. A few more real quick to get to. We'll leave the Broncos game for the – what a last sec. Rams versus Tampa on Monday night. All black crew. Obviously, it doesn't make a difference.
No.
I just want a good game called. Yep. What do you guys got there? The GOAT doing it, or is Jared Goff and the Rams kind of working something up?
Here's my thing. I think the NFL wants Tampa Bay to succeed. So
Roger Goodell wants Tom Brady in the Super Bowl.
He wants him to. They want him to succeed. I ain't gonna say they.
Why? Because he's a smaller market.
You remember the Jacksonville game when New England played Jacksonville? Was it 2-3 years ago when Blake Bortles?
Yeah, it was
and
the
Leonard
lowest.
Fournette
it was
there.
Like one of the lowest rated.
Jacksonville was like 13-3. They had one of the best defenses we have ever seen. New England didn't do anything the first half. Oh, boy. Could they do everything the second half? Like, oh, wow. They were catching everything. Defense was playing. Mm-hmm. No, it's just how it works. If Tom Brady's not in the Super Bowl, they don't get as much money.
Here's the deal. Chargers have, or the Rams, too, they have a brand new stadium. And I'm a conspiracy theorist. You know
who
that.
Who cares?
But I think New York wants, the commissioner's office.
Yeah, the commissioner wants.
I think they want the Rams, not the Buccaneers.
Really?
Yeah.
I think they want Tom Brady. I mean,
listen,
come
Tom
on.
Brady
they want
in
Tom
Tampa
Brady.
For the Super Bowl? Come on. It's in Tampa.
It's destined.
It's destined again.
Right.
It's destined again, dude.
Right.
This is how it's going to work. And real quick, guys, before we get out of this segment, Green Bay, Indy. I think probably second best game in a week so far. 7-2 versus 6-3. What do you guys think? I'm not even going to talk about it because.
Yeah, we know where you're going.
I'm biased.
Biased. Okay.
Well, it's definitely biased.
Yeah, you are. I'm going Green Bay. And
Green Bay.
I'm going Green Bay. I think they're
by 7.
Green Bay by 7. The spread
I think
is
it's gonna be a little bit
1.5 Indy.
I think I'm a
7. Just 7.
That's crazy.
One
Indy's
and a half Indy? Or you said 1.5.
Minus 1.5 Indianapolis, baby.
It is. Okay. Yeah, no, I'm still
over and under 51.
Still really? Going.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm staring at it from here.
No, I know. Right. I know.
I don't make up these lines. Caesars does.
I think Green Bay's going to pull it out.
Okay. Carlos?
No, Green Bay.
So, 2 Green Bay, 1 Indy.
Mm-hmm.
Easy. So, that's crazy. That's we're going to give it going.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. We're going to get to some Broncos talk after the game, after the break. Miami playing. Denver playing Miami, guys. We're going to take a quick break inside the huddle and go Mile High.
Colorado Media School, hands-on learning and one of the most exciting...
This is Ducello at Sturt. Zach Ducello.
I would say there's two answers because there's the Elway draft, and there's going to be the way that I would draft it, which I'm going to go with that. You're going to have to get the offensive line beefed up so you can get Drew Lock. You need to think about it. Our offensive line is pretty horrendous. There's Reisner.
Matthew Sturt. Half the fan base wanted Troy Tulowitzki to get traded, and the other half of the fan base doesn't know anything about baseball, so they were like, no, we want Troy.
Follow them on Twitter at WelcomeRug and at OrangeMamba22 to check out the latest podcast.
Hey, man. What's wrong?
I'm feeling lost.
Lost?
Yeah. I feel like my choices in life aren't getting me anywhere, and I feel like I don't have a voice.
Well, did you know that the Colorado Media School is the perfect way for you to get that outlet?
Really?
Yeah, because at the Colorado Media School, you can have a voice. Enrollment starts today. So find your voice at beonair.com. It's changed my life. Let it change yours.
What does it take to be on air? It's not just the personality, though it does help. It takes drive, creativity, passion, and the willingness to develop yourself and truly find what makes you special. At Go Mile High, students are given this chance to become something great. You never know. Someone you're hearing right now could be the next big thing, and you could be the first to know how it all started. So keep listening, because you never know what's next on GoMileHigh.com.
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, you know? From getting all this great experience working in college radio, it makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com, a part of the Beyond Air Network. I am Squirrel, your host, as always. And we are going to get into some stuff right now. Broncos talk, guys, before we get into the fantasy football. Holy cow. Are they playing a hot, red hot Miami football team?
They are.
They are.
Very, very, very
hot. I would not be scared to take Miami's defense this week.
No.
I wouldn't be scared either.
They are very expensive. Second most expensive defense in FanDuel. I'm sure DraftKings is about the same.
Is Tua going to win the MVP?
hey, he's gonna be in the race for rookie of the year.
No.
Not MVP.
I'm surprised Kayla didn't get that. Remember the big argument last night?
Oh my god. That's just ridiculous. Yeah.
All right, she's thinking about the Bachelorette right now.
Let's go. isn't that on tonight? That's on tonight, right?
Yeah.
That's the premiere. Miami -3.5, over and under 45. What do you guys think there?
It's gonna be over. Definitely over. And Miami's going to win.
Definitely over.
45?
Dude, Miami has scored like 28 points like once. Last four games, dude.
No.
Yeah, it was like 26. Was it 26-16? 29. Yeah, but I don't. When's the last time they scored 30? You go look it up.
I'm looking it up right now.
Let's see it.
You're still high. So.
Yeah. Jeez.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I still think as of right now, Fitzpatrick is still leading in yards.
Well, yeah.
Well, okay, I'm just saying. But if you're thinking that he's going to be, like, Tua's going to be rookie of the year, I mean, this is third game in, right?
Yeah, if he go, if he wins this, no, this is fourth.
This is fourth game.
If he wins this, he'll be 4-0, which the last rookie to do that, I told you guys, was Big Ben
Roethlisberger. Yeah, yeah.
So 25 years ago, whatever it was.
So
however long he's been in.
I think Tua, obviously, I overjumped when I said he was going to score 50. I mean, 250 for his initials and inauguration game. But
that's right.
I think against the Broncos, he's definitely going to get about 200 yards, close to it, 10 yards less maybe. But he's going to be rushing for
rushing?
Yeah, he's going to be rushing. Yeah,
he's only going to rush about 30 yards.
Hey, this is a little bright spot. Tickets as low as 177. Ticketmaster.
If they allow people isn't that nice?
I wonder how many tickets they're actually selling at 177. Melvin Gordon leads the Denver backfield 107 touches. For what? 439 yards?
Yep.
That's absolute terrible production.
That's like almost four touchdowns yards a yard. So.
Like, Jerry Jeudy's got more production. Look at this. 34 catches, 552 yards. Like, who's the best offensive player on Denver?
Right now?
No, of all time, Roddy.
The offensive line.
Yes.
I can't have a conversation with this guy ever in life.
Right,
I asked right now?
Right now.
That was rhetorical. Come on.
Serious.
The Denver,
I had to think.
Offensive line.
The offensive line, now, I would say it's Philip Lindsay.
He's not getting the ball.
Exactly.
That's why he's the best. Because he's not getting anything. He's doing better than the people that are actually getting play time.
Yeah.
That's the problem. He's doing more. He's getting more fantasy points on the bench than Melvin Gordon is running. Like,
I say I see more heart from Philip Lindsay out of all the offensive players. I would say
that. He's got more heart. He runs better. He's quicker off the ball and everything. And you got to pay the dude. He's making, what, $800,000?
Observation. Philip Lindsay gets more touches at home than when he's away.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, because
but
he's
still out-touched by Melvin Gordon. There lies the problem.
Well, there was two games that Lindsay didn't play because at turf toe.
Well, there's a few games Melvin Gordon shouldn't be playing.
Well, that's later to come on.
I'm just saying.
It's going to come on at the end of the season when it doesn't make a difference anymore.
Well, good.
And then it's over.
It's over. So, yeah, I might as well suspend him now.
Let's let Philip Lindsay run,
Philip Lindsay, he'll be a Raider next year, and he'll just run over.
Jeez, whoa.
That's a hot take.
Yeah, he's going to be RFA, though.
Certainly. Yeah, let's go. All right. I mean, Philip Lindsay is the better running back. We all see that. I mean, and I think it's just because of continuity. This is Melvin Gordon's first year. I'm not going to down him just now. I mean, yeah, he should be producing way a lot more. So,
Produces drinks.
Yeah, he just good God.
produces speeding tickets.
Oh my.
All right, guys, we're going to jump into fantasy real quick before we get out of here. We got a few minutes left. Who are the top fantasy earners this week? We're going to make our picks today. Mm-hmm. We're going to come back on Tuesday, and we're going to see how close we were. So knowing the matchups, knowing who's playing, as we've already been through the week, we already know who's off the waiver wire. We know who's playing as of today. It could change, obviously, tomorrow and Saturday. We know how that goes, even Sunday morning. Roddy, who is going to be the top fantasy quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and I want
to. Am I going through my DraftKings lineup, or
that's after this?
That's after this. Okay, yeah. Top earning quarterback this week. I'm gonna say
give me all four: quarterback, wide receiver, running back, and tight end.
I'm gonna give you a shocker. I'm gonna say Matt Ryan they playing against New Orleans. Yeah, I'm saying that it's gonna be a competitive game. It's gonna be back and forth. He's gonna have to throw. He's gonna do that. Top fantasy earner. I don't care if you lose or win. You say top fantasy earner.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right.
So running back, I'm going to say Dalvin Cook.
Okay, he's playing Dallas.
He's playing Dallas. I don't see why he doesn't run up 300 yards on that defense. Receiver, I'm going to say again, I'm saying Matt Ryan, go Julio Jones. Mm-hmm. He's been coming on strong lately. And do I have to name a tight end? Because you can just pick one. You can just pick one.
You got to name a tight end.
Tight end, I'm going to go. Is Kelce playing? Is he injured?
Yep. No, he's playing.
No, he's playing.
I go we Kelce. About
that. He's playing the Raiders.
Yeah, I go with Kelce.
Okay. Hey, Mr. C-Rod. Mr. C-Rod.
Yes. Fantasy-wise, I actually think Aaron Rodgers against the Colts. Even though Colts the year is good, I'm just saying.
Look
fantasy
at that
points.
Face.
Wow.
Look at that face.
Squirrel. You're talking about the top defense in the NFL.
You said Aaron Rodgers.
The top. The top defense in the NFL.
Respect his choice there, Squirrel. I know
wrote it down. What else you want me to do? I wrote it down.
Well, you don't have to give him that look.
I can
you look like somebody came up in there and stunk up the place.
I know.
That's what you look like.
Hey, listen, brother. 15 minutes ago, that is. keep on going, Carlos.
Derrick Henry.
Okay.
Actually, receiver-wise, you know what? I'm going to give Michael Thomas a shout-out.
Michael Thomas a shout-out?
Like, I think he finally gets his week.
Mm-hmm. With Jameis?
Why not?
Respect the man's choice.
I'm respecting them all. I'm writing them down.
And Dallas Goddard for tight end.
He couldn't resist.
Oh, my God. Philly's going to win.
Oh, so what you got? Hurry up.
All right. Quarterback this week. I'm going to go Kyler Murray. I think he's going to out-duel. He's going to have 35. 40 points, maybe. He's going to also run for a touchdown. I am with you. Dalvin Cook is going to cook up something decent there in Dallas. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
With no remorse, with no back draw. There's nothing they're going to be doing. Wide receiver, I'm going to go D-Hop. I think he has a great game. I'm going to say 125. At least two touchdowns.
That's going on.
Two touchdowns.
And I'm saying
he's having
no.
a monster game.
How many push-ups you putting on that?
I'll put 20 on that.
20 push-ups for
D. I'm not going to say how many catches, but 125 and two.
Okay.
Which would absolutely probably make him the top wide receiving fantasy wide receiver this week. And tight end, I think there's going to be a duel there in Kansas City. Or in Las Vegas.
Waller.
And I think Waller is going to win that one.
Yeah, I was thinking him too.
I like Kelce, as everybody does, but there's too many mouths to feed, as we know, in Kansas City. And Waller is he's a big mouth, and he gets fed a lot there in Las Vegas. So I am going with Darren Waller as my top fantasy tight end this week. I got him on my fantasy team, thank God. He does me some wonders. And so, Roddy, let's get into this DraftKings lineup. For the people who bet on DraftKings, FanDuel, whatever, this is the million-dollar lineup. Sunday, 1 o'clock.
Millie maker.
Probably $4, $5, $6 if you want to win some money. Top winner is the millionaire. So, Roddy, give it to us.
So, I'm starting off with Ben Roethlisberger against Jacksonville. He's at a discount at $6,700. Pretty low, so I'm going to go. I couldn't get Matt Ryan in there. But Mike Davis against Detroit. CMC is out again, so he's going to benefit definitely from that. I got Naheem Hines from your Indianapolis Colts. I think he's on a streak there, and they're going to ride that wave until it runs out. I'm rethinking this one since I found out that Teddy Bridgewater is out, but I got Robbie Anderson because he's playing against Detroit, and he's valued at $6,000 at DraftKings. I have to match up my quarterback with a receiver. So I'm going Claypool for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's playing against Jacksonville his rookie year. I'm also riding a hot hand of Justin Jefferson from Minnesota, and he's a great value at $6,000 as well. He's playing against Dallas. I don't see why Kirk Cousins don't try to act like he's the hot stuff and pass it to him all the time. Again, another tight end I have to pick up, Ebronics, Eric Ebron. Mm-hmm. 4,000 playing against Jacksonville. Another player I'm going up against is the Miami Ahmed. This is my wild card.
He had himself a great game last week.
He has a great game. I mean, I think they're going to ride that out. Miami might ride him out. That's a wild card. I'm not 100% sure, but he's at 4,800. He was the best pick at that time. And I got the Chargers defense. I know that's kind of weird to say, but they're playing the New York Jets.
Are they too expensive?
What?
You take Miami's defense?
It's too expensive.
Too expensive?
Yeah. So I'm thinking the Chargers defense against the New York Jets. So that might be the millie maker for you folks. If you play it, I'm playing it. I'm going to make some money off of that.
That's it, fellas. That's the money maker right there on DraftKings, guys. That is our hour. We have one more hour coming up on the press box. I will be hosting out there. Josh Dover will be joining us here on the box with the interns for today. This has been Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com. Carlos, Roddy, and Squirrel.
Deuce.
Poof, poof.
Colorado Media School, hands-on learning in one of the most exciting career fields.